Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Genesis. Realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers said, "What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?" So they approached Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this instruction before he died. Say to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you. Now, therefore, please forgive the crime of the servants of God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also wept, fell down before him, and said, "We are here as your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones." In this way, he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsively. Lord, you are full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
You will not always accuse us, nor will you keep your anger forever.
You have not dealt with us according to our sins, nor repaid us according to our iniquities.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is your steadfast love for those who fear you.
As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our transgressions from us.
As a father has compassion for his children, so you have compassion for those who fear you, O Lord.
A reading from Romans. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants of another? It is before their own Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make them stand. Some judge one day to be better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. Let all be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day, observe it in honor of the Lord. Also, those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God. While those who abstain, abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God." So then, each of us will be accountable to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. and seizing him by the throat, he said, "Pay what you owe." Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please pray with me. O God, may the words spoken and the words heard be your words, for only when you speak do we have life. Amen. As I have been thinking about this text and the idea of forgiveness this week, I think back to my childhood and youth. Oh, it seems so long ago. There are some who know me and some who might not. But for those who do or don't, just a reminder, I have an older brother, Matthew. Don't worry, he knows that I'm talking about him this morning. He gave me permission. I would say that we were probably typical siblings growing up together. We fought. I mean, he purposely got on my nerves to annoy me just to get a reaction, which usually always came. A lot of the time I would go and I would yell for mom and dad, "Mom, Dad, Matt's picking on me!" and go into exactly what he did and everything he said. But there were times also that they were not there. And I don't remember exactly what I did or how I responded, but I usually did something to retaliate and escalate the situation. What little sister wouldn't? Though I don't remember the details of exactly what was said, it's very likely that it was very similar each and every time this happened. I do remember, though, that after the fight, we would each storm off in our separate directions. He went downstairs to his room, and I stayed on the main floor, went to my room, slammed the door behind me. And we would wait a few hours. For me, that was time for me to think about and process and mull over what just happened, specifically thinking about it was all his fault. Eventually, I would calm down, and as time went on in the day, we would emerge from our separate locations, see each other, and we would acknowledge our part in the fight, acknowledge what we did to instigate or continue what was said between us, and we would apologize for it. It's probably good that there was never an official count of how many times this happened, because it would be far greater than the 7, or even the 77, or even the possible 7 times 70 that floats around. It would probably have just been way too high a number to even count. And to be truthful, if we got back together today for a long enough amount of time, it would probably happen again. It's just how we work as siblings. The story from my childhood and youth, though, only scratches the very surface of forgiveness. Nothing done was too terrible or too horrible. In reality, it was siblings being siblings. I mean, and if you know how to keep siblings from fighting, write that book, it would sell. And yet in these times, I learned that I needed to confess for my part of what happened. Forgiveness is hard and complex. There are so many caveats, so many ways that it can look different person to person, situation to situation. to fully and completely talk about forgiveness would take much longer than one sermon or one Bible study, a lot longer than any of us would want to be on Zoom or to listen to something at any one time. There are so many aspects and pieces that make up this topic and make it complex. I mean, you can look at forgiveness as interpersonal forgiveness between two people, interpersonal forgiving yourself. The idea is of bringing forgiveness and reconciliation together in conversation, societal need for forgiveness and confession, talking about when forgiveness does not mean staying in a hurtful relationship, talking about how relationships change from the sin and the forgiveness. Not only is the topic complex, forgiveness in and of itself is complex and is not an easy thing to do. We hear in the gospel reading from the moment of asking how many times do we forgive all the way through the end of the parable, we hear the importance of forgiveness. We hear that the importance is not the number of times. We do not need an app on our phone to keep track of each person we come into contact with, to keep track with a tally mark each time someone sins against us. That would take so much effort and time. Rather, we hear the importance of the need of forgiveness, both to forgive and to be forgiven. Throughout our worship service, we see just how grounded we are as Christians in forgiveness. We start our worship services grounding ourselves in confession and forgiveness. We start the service, this time of gathering as community, grounding ourselves in acknowledging our sins, our debts, how we have fallen short. We ask God to forgive us. Today, we started with saying, reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. We start with the confession that we need forgiveness, confessing that we have sinned in many and various ways in thought, word, and deed. And after we confess our sins, we hear words of forgiveness. We hear just after Pastor David say the following, and I invite you into practice I have recently taken on when I am not leading services. I invite you to close your eyes. Yes, really, I'm telling you to close your eyes during my sermon. Just remember to not fall asleep and open them back up. So listen closely to these words and let them wash over you. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace, unbounded love upon unbounded love. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope. For hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our worship service is grounded in this idea of confession and forgiveness. The idea that each of us comes to this community, into this time together, needing forgiveness. And we hear that we, each one of us, you, me, even Pastor David, we need forgiveness and we are forgiven. for the sins that we know and the sins that we do not know. But wait, there is more. That is not the only time in the service that we hear and confess our need for forgiveness. And from being forgiven, we are called to forgive others. We again are faced with forgiveness toward the end of the service, really just before the sending. Though there are different variations in wording and whatnot, we pray the Lord's Prayer. Each week, our voices join together with the voices of all throughout time and space. And no matter the words we use, be it forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, or even and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Any way you read it, recite it, remember the prayer, the idea is still there. We ask to be forgiven. And we remember that we are called to forgive others. As we start and as we end time together, gathered together in worship, we hear that we are grounded in confession and grounded in forgiveness. Grounded in the call to confess how we have sinned, acknowledging what needs to be forgiven, what have we done or left undone, what have we said or failed to say, who have we failed to listen to and take seriously. The confession that we need forgiveness. And after this confession, we are wrapped, just like this service is, in forgiveness. And we hear the words that our sins have been forgiven. Praise be to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at standrewslutheran.org. That's SaintAndrewsLutheran.org. Have a glorious week.